8 candidates are running in the Republican primary in the 13th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is John Joyce. WPSU's Ann Danahy spoke with Joyce about why he thinks his career as a doctor would help him in Congress.
John Joyce, thank you for joining us. You're a dermatologist from Altoona. Why do you want to run for Congress?
I think that it's clear that the constituents are tired of the long-term politicians, the career campaigners. They're looking for someone from the outside. I've been trained. I have a career of listening to people, working with people, and coming up with solutions. Now's the time, and I've been approached by literally hundreds of patients saying, now's the time for an outsider to come and work with us on the inside.
You're one of 8 Republicans on the ballot this primary. What makes you the best choice for voters?
I think clearly that I have the experience of working with people and listening to people, not being a career politician, especially to extend my own personal opinion as far as a medical approach, a business approach. Doctors and nurses are coming to me saying, we want to hear someone who has your perspective, especially with the problems with health care. I mean, Obamacare is put a huge pressure both financially and medically on the entire system. And to be able to go to Washington with that understanding, having not only worked within that system as a provider, but had to listen to patients who have had incredible problems with that. It probably happened, it's 3 weeks ago now. There was a new patient. I won't violate HIPAA, federal law, but there was a new patient who came in, and on top of his chart it said 140, which is not a code that was familiar to me. And we went in, we treated his problem. On the way out, he said, I really appreciate you not charging me my full copay, doc. And I said, okay, you're welcome. What's that all about? He said, my copay to see a doctor is $140 every time I go into an office. And so I said, let's just go back in the room. You're going to have to sit down and educate me just a little bit. And he and his wife had started a new business, and as required by federal law, he needed to document that he had health insurance. So they chose a plan with their 2 small children that was the only thing they could afford. And the copay to see a doctor is $140 with a $10,000 deductible. Now, they have 2 small kids. He said if they go to the emergency room, it's $500 to walk across the door. This is a guy who's starting a business, trying to make something of his family, of himself, who is he's obligated to have health care, and this is the best he could afford. That's unacceptable. And I feel that going to Washington, I can have impact. I think that the system has transferred the cost from people who didn't want insurance to people who are working. It's a huge problem.
And you've also identified job creation as a priority. What specifically do you think Congress should be doing to help create good-paying jobs?
I think there are several things that I met today with dairy farmers at lunch here, and one of the big things that they told me, one of the biggest impacts that they've had in their lives is President Trump's tax cuts. And I would work very hard to see that those, which are temporary tax cuts, that those tax cuts are made permanent. That has to be something that's extended long term. And the impact of that in job creation is significant.
What grade would you give Donald Trump so far?
I would give him an A+. I think that this community, Central Pennsylvania, has overwhelmingly supported President Trump. I would go to Washington and work hard to complete that agenda. I've often been asked this question, would you join a caucus or would you form your own caucus? And I look at the constituents of Pennsylvania 13 as being my caucus. I want to be the ears and be able to listen to what people say and implement what they want. And overwhelmingly, Pennsylvania 13 has supported the President Trump agenda.
You've said you also support President Trump on pushing for tighter border control. This is a 2-part question. Do you support building a wall with Mexico, and how would you pay for it?
I'm definitely for increased border control. There's no question about that. Americans have lost the trust in the career politicians in Washington to finally secure our border. I think that it's the first job of the federal government to keep us safe. And securing our borders must be the first priority of any immigration plan. And yes, you're right. I support President Trump's agenda to create a secure border. And the immigration system that attracts the best and the brightest from other countries must always be putting the safety of Americans first. My great-grandfather came to the United States as a sponsored immigrant, and he actually fought in the Civil War. The ability to go through the system, protect people, and not put us with the cost of people who come in here illegally has to be a priority, and the security of our country and its borders is something that I will work hard to achieve.
You've said you're a fierce advocate for the Second Amendment, but polls show that more people would support some types of gun control laws. Would you be open to any type of gun control measure?
That's interesting. Our polls don't show that, not in this district. The support of the Second Amendment, and I'm a life member of the NRA, as I think it's also noted, the support of the Second Amendment without any change is what I will advocate. You've seen recently they talk about the number of murders in London versus the number of murders in New York City. And London's outranking New York City, and those murders are being created by knives. And when we look to see, and London is making arrangements to decrease the number of large knives there. And in Germany, where someone just took a truck and killed people, you have to look at what is the implement that's being used. Guns, knives, trucks, we can't regulate all those. What we have to carefully look at is the appropriate punishments for to utilize the maximum punishments for crimes that are created with guns, but the Second Amendment rights have to be maintained.
John Joyce, Republican candidate for U.S. House, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
John Joyce is a Republican candidate in the 13th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. WPSU invited all candidates in competitive races for U.S. House seats in the 12th, 13th, and 15th Congressional Districts for interviews. To listen to those interviews and find out more about the races, visit wpsu.org/vote18.